Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we're going to talk about a topic which is, you know, I like, when is it time to quit? And I'm always telling people to quit their jobs. But I don't say that because I just think, oh, that's too stressful. It's because I have a list in my head of when it's time to quit a job.
Yeah.
And a lot of the questions that come in are...
Fall under those categories.
They're kind of at the end of the rope at that job.
Yeah.
But they're usually interesting situations. So when is it time to quit? There are definitely warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody's a slightly different, but I've just got a couple here that I think are pretty much, you know, universal.
Mm-hmm.
One is, there is no room for advancement.
Ah.
Like if you've hit as far as you're going to go in a particular company, there's no more advancement. The people above you are owners maybe, or their family, and they're not going anywhere, or they're sacred cows, and there's no advancement. I think that's a time that you really should
quit.
Well, yeah.
Start quitting.
Yeah.
Start looking for your next opportunity.
I think if you feel you can't win, if there's a dynamic there that you're not the one who has the best opinion, you're not the one who they go to, you just can't seem to win.
So if you feel marginalized, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Or just made wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to watch what you want to say, if you have to basically not be yourself.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You have to be very careful of what you say and how you say it. I think that's...
Time to think about it.
Yeah, that's a big problem. If your company is not investing in you, they have nothing. They have no training. They have no one for you to talk to. They've just stopped investing in you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're overqualified.
Ah.
Which happens.
And how do you know whether or not you're overqualified for a position?
You know more than your boss.
Mm-hmm.
The company doesn't really use your skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring more to the table than they're going to use.
Right, right.
Then you're not really being challenged at that job, and you're not going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you stop growing, that's a big problem for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I, you know, a lot of clients come to me, they'll tell me everything that's wrong with their job, and I start to, you know, work on that, and then finally they say, and I'm just not growing. Okay, well, then that's the real
That's the real meat and potatoes.
Forget about that employee over there that's annoying you.
Yeah.
You're not growing.
Right.
That's the real problem.
But that's such an interesting point, because I think you can get caught up in the in distractions
right.
when you're not growing, right? Where you start focusing on the politics or what's going on rather than I'm bored.
Right.
Right.
And then you know you're not happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then that it's not working, but you don't know why. I think this is a big one when your company's mission doesn't or their values don't match yours.
So I want to add to that because that can happen in a moment. If the leadership changes, if a company, another company buys your company and the culture flips. So there are a lot of situations where that can happen. And I think people get the tendency is to go through all those things of denial, anger and blame, bargaining. Like it's hard to accept when that happens.
Yeah.
If you originally loved your job, loved your boss, and then it flips.
Yeah. And sometimes you can weather the storm. It could be a temporary situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure that out. Like I know people that work at very large, you know, I don't want to say the names of institutions, but very large institutions, and there are good years and bad years, and they know to weather the bad years because leadership changes.
Right.
Right.
They're kind of voted in and voted out. So, another really big one for me is your health is suffering. And that usually comes from the fact that you're unhappy. You're either stressed to the max or you're working too hard and your health is compromised.
Right.
Maybe you're even depressed from whatever is going on at work.
Sure.
And that was the key indicator when we would speak about working with you is killing me, mm-hmm. right? And people would come up and say, when do I know I've got to quit my job?
And we would say, when your health is suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So what does that mean? Your health is suffering. You have an ulcer. You've got chronic back pain, neck pain.
You're wearing
sleeping.
A brace of some kind.
Yeah. We knew somebody who, right, wore a brace to work and we thought, that's not a good job for you.
No.
We never told him.
No. Yeah. It can come in a lot of different forms, but definitely physical pain, ongoing physical chronic pain is
headaches.
Key indicator. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's something not right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my list.
I have a couple more mm-hmm. to add. One is, and it's sort of similar to what you're saying, if you feel like you can't win, I think if you ever feel that you've been targeted, and that can happen mm-hmm. if you, and you may, again, be sailing along for a number of years and suddenly, for whatever reason, someone spots you
mean
and
girl.
Targets you. Yeah, exactly. Feels threatened by you.
Yeah, that does happen, doesn't it? Ooh, being targeted, that's painful.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can get transferred to another department.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't.
Well, and one that goes also along with the, you're talking about the culture not agreeing with their values. If you're asked to do something unethical on a mm-hmm. consistent basis, ooh. I think that it's time
that's
to
a quit. Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely if you're compromising your ethics and values, that's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's also another example of not being yourself, I guess, right? Is that you're going against your own grain.
So sure. If any of these, you relate to any of these that mm-hmm. we just rattled off, mm-hmm. you know, you have to think it through. I mean, you have to really look at the whole full picture.
Right.
You know, is now the time to leave or maybe can this be repaired? You have to really think that through.
Right. And also you have to, I think the thing, it's funny, the word quit is like, you know, so short, sudden, that we're really talking about a slow quitting, right? We're really talking about that you want to position yourself, find some options, build your network, and then get yourself out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In most cases, mm-hmm. unless you're physically in danger or.
Right. Well, it kind of goes to something I haven't said in a while, but I like to talk about, which is you should always be looking for your next job. Whether you take it or not is irrelevant, but you're always active on LinkedIn. You're always keeping in touch with your network, going to industry conferences. You know, you're always looking at, mm-hmm. oh, there's an opening. I don't know. Maybe it's not the right time for me, but you should be looking, and then you'll get poached. You will get opportunities if you put yourself out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just are visible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just thinking again of a client that I work with who she had been at one company for 27 years, I think it was, and suddenly was in a situation where she worked for someone who was abusive. And it was so scary because she hadn't built her network. So she had to start this whole process of getting out there and forming relationships in her industry that could take her to the next place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm with you. I mean, I think the more you foster those relationships all along the way, the easier it will be if you mm-hmm. need to transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And between now and then, we hope you don't have to quit. But if you do, let us know how it goes.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.